Hi. I'm here to talk about what we have done to. I need to talk about what we're doing and my work to. Does this work? Okay. I'll just change slides here. That's easier. Good. We are at an ISP in Copenhagen, and we do fiber to the building type networks, where we due to the high concentration and cost of customers, we can give them some quite good rates. And we currently have a little bit more than 100 gig going through our network. And if we look a bit at how a network can be simplified, then we have some external connections, PNIs, ISPs, transit connections, and they are all going in to a router that is DFC, that means default free zone. So it doesn't have a default route. It only knows all the million different routes to all the networks connected to the internet. And then from there, traffic going into the network goes on to a layer three switch, where we have OSPF cloud, which knows all of the internal routing. And then we have end users connected to that, and we have some internal streaming servers, so that we don't have to get every unicast stream from Amsterdam or elsewhere. We used to do this with an old Cisco big chassis router back when we had 10 gig. That was a very simple time. And then we upgraded to something like this when we changed over to 40 gig. And these are both operated as a router and a stick, but I'll come back to that later. And then in 2020, we changed to just run it on a 2U server with four 10 gig ports chained together, so still 40 gig. And then in 21, we upgraded to 100 gig with some of these cards. And like the router and stick I talked about before, this is basically when you have a single port on your router, and then you just use VLAN tags to differentiate between different external connections. You start doing that because router ports are expensive, so it's a lot cheaper just to aggregate it with VLANs and a switch. And it's also an easy way to scale without using too much money. So now we get into what TC-Flow is. It's an API extension to the kernel, originally, I think, developed by Mellanox. But it's mainly marketed as just for making open vSwitch more efficient and bypassing the host system. However, apart from just being used in this sense, it can also be used to do forwarding or other shenanigans. Here in the bottom, you can see that on the network card, there's an embedded switch chip so that it can have virtual machines represented as a port in the NIC itself. And that way, the offload rules can forward traffic directly in to a virtual machine. We'll not use it for that, however. But this is what you can find marketing-wise from all the vendors. They generically just call it something like with OVS offload. TC-Flow is part of TC, which is Linux Traffic Control. It operates with chains and priorities, and then you can have some different things you can do to packets. You can change them, you can drop them, you can redirect them, or go to another chain and continue there, or you can trap them, whereby they go to the CPU. In the hardware offload part of TC, there's a few other modules other than Flow that can also do hardware offload, but generically, you have the rules of skip software or skip hardware. So it's kind of the other way around, where if you want something only installed in hardware, you say skip software. And what's